That's the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Take it. Stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Kicking off the Lenten season with something you wish you could give up, it's a freak accident. My name is Crisco, and I am tempted to give up on life this Lent. I'm thinking about giving up life. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why not?
Happy show.
There are plenty of people out there who would love to see that. Guarantee it. We can probably sell tickets.
Ooh,
this thing might actually turn a profit
Sunday,
at that
Sunday,
point.
Sunday.
That's right. I am the host. Again, did I mention what my name is?
Yeah.
They don't care. But it's Crisco, and I'm joined by Lazy E.
Let me tell you, I need to give up talking because what I said at my bowling league could have got me in a lot of trouble.
What's it with you in the bowling alley, man? It seems like there's like a story every other month about like some sort of altercation or problem. Like
things happen at the bowling alley.
Apparently they do.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
And we've also got the wondrous wonder of women, Wonder Woman. I was trying to do like a Wonder Woman joke. It didn't work. It's
nope.
Mickey. Man, no, no, but Mickey's here.
Yeah.
The wondrous.
Now, can I leave after that introduction, Mike?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Why not?
You can't.
What happened to the bowling alley?
Oh. freakaccident.com, that's the website. Email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'll send you a free sticker if you do.
Ooh.
And you include your address. For instance, our boy Cobbler actually got his stickers in the mail the other day. Yes, we finally started sending them out. And also Brandy from California, yours are in the mail too. It's just probably going to take a little bit longer for that pony to make it to the other side of the country. So
we actually send it pony mail.
Yeah, we go Pony Express. We're old school like that.
Yeah.
So, but keep an eye on your P.O. box there. That'll be landing on you. Put those stickers to good use. Deface some property with them. Make sure that they're visible wherever you
or just, you know, put them on your own stuff.
No. Deface public property. That's why I stuff so many of them into the envelope.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happened at the bowling alley?
Why
does bowling bring out the aggro E?
So, well, what happened was, well, of course, every Monday I'm inside the bowling alley. And it's just a normal time, and what we always do...
Are you teleporting us into your flashback right
That's
now?
That's right. You're into the bowling alley.
Why is there no music at the bowling alley? It's kind of boring.
Because during the league, they can't have music.
Is Jeff Bridges here?
No.
Is Jeff Bridges here? He's not here right now? John Goodman? No?
So, what happens is, my team, we always...
Dude. Come on, man.
I know. But here's what we always do. We always go to... We always go pitcher for pitcher, just until the night's over. It's... five of us, so it's not like we're drinking a lot. It's just, you know, whatever. It's just something to pass the time. So it was my turn to go into the bar area. So I go into the bar area. I go to order our pitcher. And I look over and I see a kid and her dad there up at the bar. I'm not... That's a different discussion for a different day. That's...
A child sitting at the bar?
They do serve food.
Doesn't matter.
I know. It's not right.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to have any long-term psychological problems at all attached to it, I'm sure.
No,
it's illegal.
No. Well, regardless.
I'm more concerned about the child's psychological state when her first memory is being at a bar.
Probably not the first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I remember my sister being born. I remember learning how to ride a bike. I watched my drunken father fall off a bar stool at 2 o'clock in the morning at a bowling alley.
So the girl just looks at me and she just you know, making like some dumb noise. She
was it a gremlin?
Yeah, it was actually a gremlin.
Oh, okay.
No,
it was the Miigwa, right? Isn't that what they're called?
Magwai.
One of those.
Wow.
Magwai.
Schooled you.
Mickey looks like the kind of person who would like the Gremlins movie.
I do like
though.
The Gremlins.
you call them the Gremlins, so I'm not
the Gremlins.
Did you watch the B version of that movie?
Mickey's a modern day Billy Peltzer. You should be in the sequel when they do it. They're gonna do another one.
They already made a sequel.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Awful.
But yeah, but they're gonna do it. They're gonna do the third one. You should be in that.
So. The girl just...
Oh, right, we're talking about the bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah. the little girl just says, and then she like starts pulling at the chair that I'm just resting. I have my hand on it. And the dad goes, no, 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 that's what he's using. I'm like, oh, no, no, you can do it. And I, of course, first thing I think of, now's the time for an opportune joke. And I just go, look over at her total serious force. Total serious face.
Knew you'd get it the second try.
Yeah. And I just said, you old enough? And I stopped there. Probably shouldn't. Because the face from around the bar, when I just look at her, people that didn't know that I was interacting with this person, I say, are you old enough? And immediately I go, oh no, oh no, bad, bad thoughts, bad, to drink, to drink, to drink. I pay for it. I ran out.
That wasn't awkward at all.
It was very awkward.
He was so embarrassed, he dove into like the lane and just went down and hit a strike with his face.
It was bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
That was foot and mouth. Mm-hmm.
It's like time slows down.
I'm amazed like Dad didn't punch you.
Well, the dad laughed.
Dude, I can but... go put the thing back on. This is how it actually went. He's like, "Hey, you old enough to drink?" Wait, that was a terrible choice of words. You can recover from this. Come on, think. Old enough to drink. Oh, no. There, that's it. You old enough to drink. You old enough to drink.
It's exactly
yeah, yeah, like time slows down and stop like in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like when like, you know, in the middle of like the battle scene in the van on the bridge, like when he turns to the camera and he's like, did I leave the stove on? Like it's kind of one of those things. Like I could see him like turning to the camera and having like a soliloquy on the side, like it was a very bad decision what I just done.
Or it's like, I don't even know what the show was, at Dallas or something. The car jumps off the cliff and goes, uh-oh, looks like that Lazy E fella's in a lot of trouble.
That would be the Dukes of Hazzard, my friend.
I didn't watch either of them, so there we go. I gave, at least it was in the right idea.
You never watched Dallas? You lived in Dallas. That isn't that like
anything.
The only thing that's like their entire existence is predicated on that show, isn't it?
The Cowboys, steak.
And the show Dallas.
And the show Dallas. Who killed JR?
That, yeah.
I mean, Jim Ross is still alive, so I never got that question.
It's a good joke.
Thank you.
Good wrestling joke.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very good, I thought.
Wrestling fans are giggling to themselves like, quietly.
I got it.
They're sitting on the bus with their iPod in their head. Good joke.
Yeah. And he's like, they're high-fiving the air, hoping I'm reaching through. Like, yeah.
He is. Just so you know, he just reached through the fabric of time and space to reach out to you and high-five you. So if you laughed at that joke, well done.
Good for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we've got a lot of stuff going up today.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Did we plan any of this?
No.
No. Never.
Mickey definitely didn't.
Nope.
Never.
No. Just along for the ride.
No. I am.
Have you ever said anything awkward like that or inappropriate in a public setting and immediately regretted it to the point where you had to run away?
No.
No?
No.
You always got it buttoned down,
I'm usually pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about those things.
That's true.
Keeps me out of a lot of trouble.
I noticed you're usually really quiet.
Yeah.
You just turned into an anime character right in front of my eyes. Like, her eyes got really big.
Oh! Go, Speed Racer! Oh? Mickey! Dun, dun, dun.
What are we talking about?
He's not turning this into a stereotype at all.
No.
That's what every anime does.
You're right.
You can't deny it.
Oh.
Oh,
like freeze frame on the face for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like
next time on Dragon Ball Z. today on the show, Bill Paxton's dead.
Yep,
we're gonna recap his career and shed a tear or two,
or three, or four. It's all up to you, really. We leave it up to
Mickey,
you.
Mickey, how many tears are you gonna shed?
Probably none.
Why? Bill Paxton was a good guy.
Because he was in movies, and she hasn't seen any.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We've got a new game we're gonna play.
Oh, yeah, it's Finish the Lyric.
Finish the Lyric. It's going to be good.
So it's just one word?
No. You got to actually finish the lyrics. There you go.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to sing an entire song?
No, just the next line.
I was going to say, this is the greatest game we've ever played. I can't wait to stretch these pipes out.
Oh, and it's going to deal with...
Figaro.
Oh, no. Figaro.
That's the name of my cat. The subject of that game is going to be iconic TV show songs.
I'm out.
No, you'll know these. Come on.
Lies people tell you after you break up. We teased that last week. We'll get to that. We also got the Kashmir Asai. How about that, girl? Apparently is going to be, you know, starting a career in television.
Kashmir Asai. How about that?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. She's getting her own TV show. We're going to reflect.
And also share with you the worst.
And my plans for suicide, because she is famous, and I am sitting here, you know, trying to make a podcast work. Well, my two pals.
But we're also going to talk about the worst TV reality shows that have existed.
All of them. Done. Segment over. And we've got a little movie segment to wrap up at the end of the show, too. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Yes.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
Oh, Alien.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Well, the game is over for Bill Paxton because he's dead.
Yeah, that,
so jealous.
It was a shocker when that news came out. 61 years old.
That's young.
Very young.
Yeah. That was like the maximum age in like the 1800s, but not now. Now you expect somebody to live way beyond that, especially a Hollywood guy like that.
Well, he apparently had heart problems. That's what they're saying. He had a lot of heart issues and a history of it in his family.
Me too. I love too much. It's a heart problem.
And he ended up Farrah Fawcetting Judge Wapner.
Oh,
Judge
right.
Wapner died.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, because Bill Paxton died right
it's
after.
Hey, Wapner, good job on the People's Court. See ya.
Now, the last thing I saw Bill Paxton in was he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that I heard about. I've never actually seen the show.
He was like it was the first that was the first season. Yeah, he was like the big Hydra villain in the first season of the show. He was like a Hydra general or something like that. And like he fractured the team and, you know, one of the guys was a mole working for him the whole time. It was interesting. And he was really good in it, too. And then they vaporized him at the end of that season, which is pretty sweet. Unceremoniously just freaking killed him. I was like, yeah.
And he was in something like currently, like a show that's, I don't know it offhand, but he was in a show that's currently running. And I know they put the show in memory of him the last episode.
Oh, did they? Oh, weird.
Yeah, he never really stopped.
Yeah, no, he was one of those guys who was always doing something. He was always working. He was always around. I mean, you've seen him in a multitude of movies. I mean, he was the main character in Twister.
Yeah, oh, and one of my favorite lines he says.
I gotta go, Julia. We got cows. Another cow.
Actually, I think that was the same one.
Yeah. What a great movie. And if you live in the Northeast Pennsylvania area where we're based out of, just funny that we get hit with tornadoes the day he dies.
Yeah. Bill Paxton's spirit took on the form of a Twister.
Yeah, it was.
And like just odd. Ruined Bald Mountain up here.
It was Bald Mountain.
It was Bald Mountain. Bald Mountain to Lake Scranton. It was just a straight shot.
It was ridiculous.
There's nothing up there. It's just trees and nothing.
Yeah, well, now it's bald.
Right. Literally Bald Mountain.
God.
Way to go, Mickey.
Yep.
Way to go. Man, it's got tough. A hard now it's not necessarily bald, but it's got a hard part in the tree line up there. But yeah, he was also in Titanic.
Titanic. Right. He did a bunch. He was the researcher.
Right. He was the guy looking for the heart of the ocean, right? The diamond.
Yeah.
And then the moment where he realizes he met the right girl.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
Yeah, he that was like.
And she betrayed him at the end. She threw the freaking thing in the ocean.
Yeah, I never really got that.
That belongs in a museum.
Yeah, your family isn't doing great for the old lady. You throw away something that could be worth that much money. Way to look out for the family. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then she, of course, killed Leo's character because they both could have fit on the door. We all seen that, Mythbusters.
That's absolutely. He could have fit on the door.
That is correct. Yeah. That is absolutely correct. He wasn't. I mean,
why did he sink? By the way, bodies float.
Because he was ice.
Bodies float, though. But all the rest of the bodies were ice too, and they were floating.
I guess
face.
Leo's heart was too big.
Like me.
It was the anchor of love.
That's right. He loved too much. Yeah.
Bill Paxton. I mean, he was in a lot of iconic Apollo 13.
Oh yeah, right.
He was also in that.
Frasier. He was on a couple episodes of Frasier.
He was in Terminator.
Right. Yeah, and he was, wasn't he?
Another one of my favorite moments from him. I don't know if people remember this. Maybe they do.
Who can forget he was in Spy Kids 3D?
My favorite
game
movie.
Over.
No, the Weird Science.
Right, yeah.
You remember the...
Dude, buttwad.
Me?
Know what time it is?
2.
Time to pay the fiddler.
I learned a lot of ways to say jokes from him.
Yeah, Commando, Aliens, obviously. Yeah. Predator 2 he was in, too. So just, I mean, True Lies... Dude's been around.
So
been
many.
Around the block.
So yep. many movies. And yeah, it's going to be a big shot to
Plus,
Hollywood.
He was one of those guys in Hollywood that everybody liked.
He was a good guy. Yeah.
Nobody could say a bad thing about Bill Paxton.
You didn't see anything coming out like, oh, he's sleeping with like 16 women behind his wife's
yeah.
back or
he's,
something like
he's
that.
He's coked up and he was found like, you know, in a back alley in Mexico with, you know, bloody knife in his hand.
So basically we're
El
saying
Chapo.
Yeah, we're
right.
saying he's not Charlie Sheen.
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
Essentially. Yeah. So Bill Paxton... May you rest in peace.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Live from a freak accident studios, it's everybody's favorite game show. Finish the Lyric. And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
How are you doing, everybody? It's Finish the Lyric.
Oh, God, he's back.
Oh, and as you can tell, so are the contestants. This is a really easy game show, but it's a fun one. It's where you have to finish the lyric to a song or some sort of tune.
Seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's really self-explanatory.
The rules are in the title.
And the rules are you don't talk when I am talking.
We're still keeping with that one?
Yeah, no, it is.
I thought you would have known better than to keep that one around.
Let's meet our contestant.
Stop it.
Let's meet our contestants.
Yeah.
The girl with a million opinions but only two phrases to say, it's Nikki!
How do I keep getting signed up for this?
Well, you signed up, and if you want to sign up to play, you can email lyrics... Anyways,
at metrolyrics.com.
No, it's just lyrics. We got lucky. And now, you don't have to wonder if this guy hits the gym because he has a t-shirt that says it. It's Crisco!
Hit that gym right in the jaw with an uppercut, baby.
And that's what's going to happen if you keep talking. That's just an example.
Go.
All right. You know how to play the game. The theme of tonight is iconic TV show songs.
Okay.
They're some of the favorites out there. But do you want to know what you're playing for, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mickey?
Nope.
Yeah. No, this is going to be a good one. This is the best prize we ever gave away.
All right.
The winner of this game gets to have the loser talk about how they're the best. And the loser also has to make a post on social media without mentioning the punishment.
Okay.
So you have to brag about the winner of the game.
So when I win, Mickey has to talk about how great I am.
And then post it on social media without any mention to this show. Just saying how great he is.
Think of it, Mickey. You may prevent me from taking that fistful of pills.
Come on.
With your nice words.
I'm supposed to say this. Anyways, we didn't flip anything. I'm just going to choose. Crisco, you're going first.
Yeah.
All right,
let's do it.
All right, these shows are kind of going in order. Okay, by release date of their show.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to go from the oldest to the newest ones out. You ready for this?
You go. Let's do it.
It's All in the Family.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Now you have to finish the lyric.
Oh, God, I don't know the next line. I just know those were the days.
Dude, that's not.
I don't know the very next line, though.
Mickey, can you steal this?
Nope.
No? Well, let's hear what it is.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
See, I knew the next line, but
guys,
I was going to
say poisoned with deadly nightshade. That's
I volunteer as tribute.
You have a troubled life, Mickey. Well,
it rhymed. What do you want?
I hate to tell you guys, that was one of the easier ones. So this is going to go great.
How old are these shows? I was only born in 88.
Well, it's moving up.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mickey, you're up next. This should be a doozy. Get ready to steal, Crisco. We are going to go with the Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the east side.
Moving on up.
I know this one.
Go for it.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Album. We're moving on up.
Yes, Crisco, you have got that one right. 1 point to Crisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm moving on up.
Yes, yes. It is a... Isn't this game fun?
I'm having a blast.
And we, of course, have to thank our sponsor, Paper. Write down your thoughts and kill nature while you do it. That's Paper. Okay. As we move up the years, we had a wonderful show called Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, God.
And Crisco... Let's see if you could finish this lyric.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh.
Heisenberg Incorporated.
Really easy.
I know it. I know it. It's,
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I was too busy laughing at my own joke before.
Heisenberg Incorporated.
Laverne and Shirley. I know the one is like, think of any rule, we'll break it, right?
Yeah, but that's the lyric. It's a really beginning of the song.
Hey! Da, 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 da.
Mickey, can you figure out the lyric?
No.
Oh, my God. This is so... Get ready to hit yourself for this one.
We're
going to
do it.
We're going to do it. That was it.
Okay.
My God.
Why did you think I would be good at this game? I don't watch TV.
It was in the thing. You had time to look at this.
Oh, Mickey, I can't wait to hear your amazing words that you have to say about me. It's going to be great.
Yeah, so far, 1-0 is the
lead. If it keeps you out of depression, we're good.
If it keeps your mouth shut. All right, Mickey. Less talky, more finishing the lyric. This show came out after Laverne and Shirley. We all know it. It's Three's Company.
Knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Go for it, Mickey.
Wah, 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 wah.
No, the Peanuts teacher did not sing that song. Crisco.
Oh, God.
Do you need me to play it again?
Yeah, go do it one more time.
It helps if you kind of sing it along, like mouth the lyrics while you do it. That part Mickey got right.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
I have no idea.
This was an episode of Full House back in the day. They were trying to figure out the lyric, and here it is.
Well, the kisses are hers and hers and his. Please comfort it too.
Yes, the kisses were hers and hers and his.
What a bunch of whores.
Jeez, man. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Well, who was the guy? Who's the guy who's the star of that? I can't think of his name now. He died. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Well,
he's dead now, so he hardly matters.
Oh, wow.
He's embraced by oblivion.
Jeez. Okay. Crisco, it's your turn, right?
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite shows. Don't laugh. It's the Golden Girls. Can you finish the lyric?
Oh, God.
Being a friend, travel down the road and back again.
These are all older shows. I never watched any of these.
Come on.
No clue. No idea.
No?
No guesses at all.
That's right. We do our own buzzers here on
That's the first one today, too. All right.
All right. Mickey.
Play it again.
All right. Here we go. Again, mouth it. Listener, you better be playing along, too.
Being a friend, travel down the road and back again.
Does she repeat herself? Thank you for being a friend.
Not there. No. And everybody that loves TV, obviously not in this room, we'll all sing it along together.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
I can sing this whole thing.
And if you threw a party,
make it stop.
Inviting
no, let it go on forever.
No, we have a show to finish.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me.
We have duct tape.
And the card attached would
no, but I have razors.
You have a sock.
This is a great. This is a great song to cut your wrists to.
Film before a studio audience.
It's also a great song to sit in the bathtub and drop a toaster into, too.
Neat little fact, that's one of those songs that once I hear the beginning, I have to finish it.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Kind of like I'm sailing, Come Sail Away.
Yeah, yeah. It's a catchy tune. It was awesome. Okay.
No, that doesn't bother me.
We finished five of them. It is 1-0.
Yes.
This is going great. Mickey, I reluctantly tell you to guess this. Figure out the lyric. This one's more modern. Ish. It came back to Netflix. Of course, I'm talking about Full House.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Oh my god.
I got this. I got this in the bag.
Go ahead, take it.
No, nope. You missed it. All right.
Start it over again because I'm going to.
You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy. Evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart in a come on to. Everywhere you look,
everywhere there's a heart.
Yeah,
right.
When you're lost out there, you're all alone. Life is waiting to
I'm
carry
so sorry,
you home.
Listeners.
Everywhere you look.
Okay.
I hated that show.
Where is the mute button?
It was on all the time. I couldn't help but know those words.
So it is 2-0.
Yes.
We're down to the last one. So this is going to be...
This is a chance to save your dignity.
Well, no.
You can't win, but you can at least save yourself.
This is triple the points. Just to give her a chance.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Triple the points.
I get to
Mickey.
Start it though, right?
Yeah, he starts.
Oh, God. So this was a big hit in the 90s, kind of around the Seinfeld era. Of course, we couldn't do the Seinfeld theme song because it would have been... Would have been interesting. This one, of course, is Friends.
When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but... When the rain starts, I'll be there for you.
I don't know that one.
That was the tricky part.
Yeah. I knew the first one.
Oh, so you're giving up?
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Okay, Mickey, do you want me to play it again?
Yeah, play it again.
The Rembrandts gave us this.
When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but I'll be there for you.
Even after it all?
Good rhyming.
Oh, wait, I remember it now. Now go ahead, play it.
I'll be there before, I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.
Rembrandts. Loved it. Well, obviously, Crisco.
Like I've been there before. I'm shocked.
Oh, that is.
Now I remember it. Yeah, after the fact.
So obviously, Crisco wins this game 3-0. Wow.
2-0.
2-0. That's right. You didn't get that
you
right.
You want to give me that extra point? That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
I embarrassed the hell out of you.
Okay. No, you could stop talking. Okay. But now there's the matter of the punishment. Now, with a totally straight face, you have to say how Crisco's the best.
Crisco, you are the best.
No, more. Come
yeah,
on.
More what?
You got to indulge a little bit.
That didn't, yeah. That
talk about something about him that makes him the best.
And don't make it sound like there's hate, like, you know, lacing the corners of your mouth while you're saying it.
And just remember, afterwards, you have to post it on social media.
So I have to remember what I said
No, you have to do something
can
different.
Can we rewind this?
No, different
this
for
is
social media.
This is live / recorded. Live. Yeah.
That has to be
so I can listen to it tomorrow and then post it.
Different, totally. Totally different post you have to make. This is separate. Go ahead.
Crisco, you have a wonderful radio voice. That's all you get.
Well, that's the best we're going to get from her. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That was
because I still have to think of something for tomorrow. So.
Yeah, so social media.
And let's be honest, it's me. There aren't many redeeming things to say.
No. No.
I don't have many good qualities.
But
so,
in case you were wondering.
Good luck doing your research. I expect a works cited page as well.
Your wife is downstairs. I'll find out.
Next week when we play the game, get ready to study up. It'll be classic Disney songs.
Oh, that one I should know.
So we're going to see if you
get Disney it. Movies.
That's next.
Mickey's looking around. Her mouth is agape. She's like,
oh, what? Like, what's a Disney character?
That's next week. So study up, okay? That'll come up on the favorite game show,
Finish the Lyrics! There's no out music. That makes me sad.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
It's not you, it's me. And me don't like you. It's not you, it's I.
Probably the saddest thing you can hear in a relationship.
Who did that that little jingle?
That
there?
Was Rhett and Link.
Oh.
Not the video game character.
I was going to say, what? But
Rhett and Link.
Interestingly enough, that is one of the things on this list. This is from thoughtcatalog.com. 10 lies people will tell you after a breakup. So in other words, I'm assuming after you've broken up with somebody, this is the person you reconvene down the road somewhere. Maybe you have similar friends or, you know, you cross paths again and they tell you these lies, right, to what? Make you feel better? Or is it like immediately after they said, I'm breaking up and here's why?
It could go either way.
Okay.
I've seen it happen right away, but I've also seen people that go out afterwards, like years down the line, and be like, what did I do wrong because I need to improve myself? And these are where these lies come up.
Oh, okay. Now, these are lies. These are not true. People say these, and they don't mean them. Okay, that's the whole point of this discussion. When you hear this, the person telling it to you is lying to your face.
Mickey, how many times did you do that before?
I don't think ever.
You've been straight up with everybody?
Yeah.
You suck, and your teeth are gross.
When are you going to tell, what are you going to tell Murderer when you break up with him and tell him that it's because he's ugly like you said like 2 weeks ago?
You said that.
No, you did. Looks don't matter. Look at Murderer. That was your exact line.
Murderer, you have a dumb dog brain and you can't find.
You guys are so mean to him.
No,
you're mean to him.
You're meaner.
You said that.
Yeah, Mickey said it. You heard it right here on A Freak Accident.
That's right.
Go back and check the tape.
All the exclusive,
they
right
can.
Here.
They can go back to the archive.
Yeah,
listen.
They can. Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Ooh, plug.
And do then it. They know who's true.
Yeah, it's us, because you said. Anyways, regardless.
All right, number one, it has nothing to do with you.
Oh, the it's not you, it's me. To quote George Costanza from Seinfeld, it's not you, it's me. I invented it's not you, it's me. Okay, it's you. Damn straight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Some people just aren't compatible. You may happen to be the opposite of things that the person you love is looking for in life. That's true.
Apparently not.
But it's usually not true because, yeah, these are lies. It's nothing. It's an unfortunate reality. Many people who are dumped, despite being utterly broken up over the whole ordeal, were unwittingly the cause of things not working out.
Yeah, it's probably because you're annoying.
Yeah.
Smell.
You're ugly.
Gained weight and nobody wants to say it.
You have no good attributes. You can't cook. You can't clean. Well, you're not fun to be around.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just go out and tell somebody, like, certain reasons. Like, maybe you're not physically attracted to the person anymore. That happens.
Honeymoon period is over.
Go out and tell them what I'm saying. You suck and you're not fun to be around. You're not interesting. You're a dull. You're a bore. You're dull.
And then after doing that, dodge, because something's being thrown at you.
Yeah. Number two, you're better off without me.
Oh, that is the biggest pile right there. That is, are you kidding me?
Especially if it's coming from the person doing the breaking up.
That's what's happening. These are what these are.
Yeah.
How can you say that? You're better off without me.
I don't know how you objectively prove that you would be better off without them.
Yeah. I don't think there's any no.
Because usually
I don't ever understand.
Usually
that.
My response when I was told that was, but I love you.
But yeah, I mean, could
kind
you?
Of a glimpse into my id there. Mm-hmm. Don't mind that.
That's your head, not an id. Where'd you get that from? Mickey, but no, I mean, yeah, really, how can you do that? Like, I mean, you have to have known someone that's said that before.
No, I think I've only seen it in movies.
Only in movies?
Yeah.
You don't watch movies.
The oh, one or two what? Movies oh, okay. that I have watched in my lifetime.
What's another one?
I'll never find someone as good as you. Then why are you ending the relationship? That is such a cop-out.
I've heard
yeah,
that one
Yeah, that's
before.
Rough.
Yeah.
You've had people tell you, I'll never find anyone as good as you?
Yeah. After it was over?
Wow.
It's like, well, I'm still single. You could come back. Nope.
Yeah.
No. That's... I think it's more hard. And maybe you guys could tell me what you would think. If someone told that to you or told these lies, wouldn't it be more heartbreaking to hear this kind of stuff than just to say, I don't like you anymore?
I think I could deal with the I don't like you anymore more than I could deal with this.
Yeah. This is like depressing. Like, what did I do then?
Right. Yeah. You're not giving me a straight answer. Like, literally, if you just don't like me anymore, I'm not the person you thought I was when you agreed to date me. Fine. At least I can deal with that.
I feel this, like I'd though? Probably laugh and be like, I'm glad we broke up. Look at what you're doing.
Wow, you're cynical.
I am.
Yeah, Mickey's a cold-hearted person. Yeah. That's fine. Number four, the new person, in other words, the person that I'm with now, is a loser, a bitch, or a butthole.
Then why are you
I altered that last one a little bit for the sake of the children.
the children.
Yeah, the children. So, but that's, yeah, basically, yeah, the new person I'm with is terrible.
A little aside, the one time, first girlfriend that I ever had, was 18 because I'm a loser, but she broke up with me. Of course, I'm all upset. And she called me to see if I was okay. Meanwhile, had the other guy on the phone talking to me too, seeing if I was okay.
That's creepy.
It's the only time. Crisco, Mickey, you know, I don't freak out. It was a cordless phone at the time. It's at my parents' house,
chucked
of course.
Chucked it across the room, didn't you?
Chucked it, broke it. Like, I whipped that thing. I was like, I said some things, yeah. And then I whipped that phone.
Why would you do that to somebody? That's terrible.
Ask Leslie. She did it.
Hmm. I don't even like that name, Leslie. Where do you get off hurting my main squeeze over here, Lazy E? How dare you?
We do like Leslies, though, that listen to our podcast. Just putting that out there.
Unless she's one of them. Then you can go right up creek, lady. You hear me?
No, we kind of need the download numbers. Yeah. Welcome.
Number five, you'll find someone again soon.
You know, yeah, probably, but... not exactly what you want to hear.
Excuse me, you have not seen my track record up until this point.
True. True.
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Number six, there's nothing you could have done.
Okay, you know what?
To salvage it. That's not so bad, actually.
I'd rather that.
Yeah.
I'd rather that one.
So they're kind of admitting that it was them, but not really?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, they could be saying it's you, but they're saying that
unless
nothing
it's
could fix.
In keeping with this article, though, if that's a lie, there's nothing you could have done. There is something you could have done. They're just trying to, you know, tell you, oh no, there's nothing you could have done. You're
and,
not.
And
like,
in the back of their mind, they're going, yeah. Please take me back.
Yeah, right.
No, what they say is the when they say that,
it's not because your gums bleed every time I kiss you. It's not that at all.
Or the reason why.
Why would you laugh?
Yeah, that was kind of gross. No, but
that's very good reason to break up with somebody. It's nothing they could have done.
But that sounds like the person already knew they were breaking up.
Yeah.
At that point. It was over, but that was really gross. That imagery.
Yep.
Yeah, it stuck.
How about this? You just need to get out there. Into traffic?
You just need to get out there. What do you? Unless you're a hermit, you've done that.
Yeah.
That's how you probably met this person.
Right.
Get out there into the fields of sorrow.
Yeah. Hey, hit that bar because you know you're going to find a good one there.
Yeah. Sow your pain and reap your suffering in the fields of sorrow.
Show the world your tears and desperation.
Number eight, I'm going to regret this. Then why are you doing it? You don't need to do it. It's okay. We can talk. We can work this out. Please don't leave. It's almost Christmas.
No, I'm really
giving you guys glimpses into my
just like
my horrifying past. Yeah, it's
no, girls don't do it after Christmas. They do it after Valentine's Day because it's a long
way. Yeah, they want all of their presents first and then.
Yeah, the dinner for New Year's Eve and all that. Yep, that's when they do it.
Number 9. Now you get to enjoy the single life.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, ramen noodles and tears taste great when they mix together.
Every guy, at some point at least, when they're with somebody, in their head, there's an image of, oh man, if I was single, I could just, you know, I'm much better now. I could go get any girl I want. And it's going to be so great. I could go out with my buddies. And not that going out with your buddies is bad, but it starts hitting you. And you're like, ugh.
Yo, back me up on this. When you're a young kid, right? Yeah. You're on the dating scene. It's always like when you're single, there's nothing. There's nobody. It's like the world's worst dry spell.
Yeah.
The moment you get into a relationship, though, all of a sudden, oh, there's all these people who are interested in you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, every time. How did that happen?
There's a reason for it. It's because you're not trying.
Aha.
You don't have that ooze of desperation of trying to be like, will you go out with me? No, you're just playing it cool. Everybody's your friend at that point.
That's a good observation, actually. But yeah, that's something that I remember. Yeah, like when the single life thing, like when I was single, there was nobody to be found. So when somebody finally came along, all of a sudden there's 10 people. And it's like, what is going on right now?
I think I more so just ignored people. I'm like, single, leave me alone, go away.
Mickey, have you ever... did that, like you saw a guy and you were interested in him after he was with somebody,
and
like it flipped the script for you?
No, I don't think so.
You're like,
I've definitely been that way with girls, like after they end up with somebody, it's like, oh man, like I should have moved quicker,
you know what I mean? Like, seeing how they're treating their boyfriend and how happy they are and stuff like
man,
that.
Man, why did I drag my feet? Why didn't I say something? Why didn't I ask her to dance? You know, whatever the case
you start
was.
Playing like the butterfly effect. Well, if I did this, then this would, I would have had a family.
If I hit my head hard enough off of the curb, maybe I could travel back in time and fix this.
That doesn't work. That just usually ends up.
Oh, you mentioned
the
butterfly effect, and I just thought.
I know.
Number 10, you'll forget about all of this one day.
Yep.
What are you wishing, early Alzheimer's? Sure, you'll forget about it. No, probably not. Depending on how terrible it was.
Yeah, well, admittedly, one day you do. Like, one day it doesn't matter anymore. But right then and there to say that, like, that is not easing my pain in this moment in time.
No, it's, 10 years from now, I'm going to feel great. Awesome. Right now,
I'm going to be with somebody I truly care about. You know, we'll have a house, blah, 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 whatever the case might be. But yeah, right then and there, it's like, it could have been you, though.
But that's the thing. At that moment, that person...
I don't want to forget about you.
Don't do that. That person is the one you think is the person.
Right, yeah.
So, Mickey, you've had your heart broken before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And at that moment, did you ever think, well, someone else will come along?
Yeah, I definitely want to forget about this person.
Usually I do the breaking up, therefore I'm kind of
sorry.
Just want to forget about it, move on. I've made some bad decisions, so I was okay with that. I'm breaking up with you. Get me the hell out of here.
You're here, so.
Yeah.
Bad decision. Proof positive.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So don't believe their lies. Things are not going to get better.
In fact, you know what I would love
They're just going to get worse.
I would love to hear if you guys have heard something that you know was a lie from a girl after a breakup.
And by you guys, he means you listeners.
Yeah, listeners,
which
guys,
I'm sure
girls.
There are gals in there, too.
Guys as in the general
don't
person.
Don't be sexist, okay?
I'll do whatever I want.
We don't need to alienate half of our audience.
Email us, freaks@afreakaccent.com. We want to hear them.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, the Cash Me Outside girl is cashing her...
Cashing
checks.
The paychecks.
That's
right now.
On a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? How about that?
Anybody else sick of this girl?
Is that that song, was that made by those people on YouTube that
no.
do that for everything? No.
No, it's Trap Music HDTV.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah, no, but you guys got to be sick of this girl already, right?
Yeah. It was funny when it was a meme.
Yeah.
I liked the meme. I thought the meme was funny. Then, like, when Dr. Phil invited her back on the show, when people started, like, you know, sharing her Instagram pictures and things, it's like, no, 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 no. I don't care about this person. The meme is funny. Do not humanize this individual, though, because it's going to turn out badly, and that's exactly what's happened now.
Well, it started with her getting invited to the, I think it's called the Rock Loud Festival for an appearance. Take a guess on how much they are paying her to make an appearance at this thing. In Florida, it's happening.
Oh, God. $100,000.
Mickey?
I'll say $200,000.
It's actually $40,000.
Oh, okay.
I was closer. In your face again.
Probably.
I'm all over you today.
$40,000 more than you should be paying for this
yeah,
person?
Yeah, that is considerably more than my year's salary. So.
Yeah. And now this week she was spotted in L.A. because she's talking to executives.
About starting a reality TV show. About what, though?
Yeah, about your terrible life?
She's 13, and she's a horrible human being.
Yeah, this is a great way to teach kids.
I hope plague gets her.
None of reality TV has ever been a way to teach kids.
Biggest Loser? To lose weight?
No. No, not even that.
I mean, that guy had a heart
Listen,
attack.
Listen, Survivor but... taught me how to not die on a desert island, so...
It's true.
You know, assuming I ever find myself in a castaway-type position, I'm ready to go.
It's not the traditional sense, but Survivor Man's kind of like a reality show.
Yeah, no, it is a reality show. It's absolutely a reality
and
show.
And he teaches us how to survive. So, but this is hardly the worst idea TV has ever come up with. It's
no,
up
I'm pretty sure it's close. It's got to be up there.
But
it's got to be close. It may be.
It's this not
girl,
on there yet.
What is she, what are you going to talk about with this girl?
I have no idea.
Cashing outside?
She had one stupid thing she said made her famous. You're going to base an entire reality TV show out of that?
You should have did it right afterwards when she got pummeled in the streets for it.
Yeah. Say the dumb thing, the best. That's going to be the reality TV show.
They'll drum up a script and make it interesting. That's what they're going to try to do.
There were, according to EW.com, that is Entertainment Weekly.
They know entertainment.
They do. Weekly. There have been more ridiculous reality TV shows, though, in history. I don't even remember this one. It was on Lifetime in 2015, Born in the Wild.
I've heard this one.
Yeah, basically, it's about couples who want to have a more natural birthing experience by delivering a baby in the great outdoors, unassisted by modern medicine. Yeah, that seems like a great idea. What happens when that kid comes out with a cord wrapped around his neck?
Are these the same people that don't vaccinate?
Probably.
Okay.
No, I know what you can name the kid after that. Tetanus.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Congratulations. Your daughter's name is malaria.
Yeah. Here's Ebola.
We named her after the disease we both caught after being out in the Blair Witch Woods for 2 days waiting for this birth to happen.
I always loved the Blair Witch.
You can always count on my tongue to screw it up and give you at least one good laugh every show.
Yes. Oh, my God.
How about the show that was syndicated, 2000 to present, Cheaters?
Oh, everybody has known this show.
Catch suspected relationship cheaters in the act.
Wasn't somebody famous? It was just, we did a story about this not too long ago.
Wasn't it staged, though? Like 90% of the show was staged.
I don't think I ever saw the show.
It's where they basically have hidden cameras. They make a rendezvous with the guy that's cheating or girl, and they catch him on camera.
Oh.
But the thing is, even if it was real, these guys are signing the papers, so I don't really feel bad for them. They can't show the face unless you sign the papers.
Yeah.
There was a show called Boy Meets Boy, the Bravo Channel, 2003. The first same-sex dating show could have been groundbreaking TV. Instead, viewers watched gay bachelor James Getzlaff romance 15 men. Unbeknownst to him, almost half of them were just pretending to be gay.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Why, though? Was he wealthy? Did he have a lot of money?
Everybody wants that spotlight.
They want to be on TV?
Guaranteed.
They want to be the next Cash Me Outside girl.
No, they want to be... Well, yeah, and they all want to be actors. Tons of them. If you ever look at, like, previous dating shows like that, you'll look at their past.
Yeah.
They all have agents before then, after then, and they always get on soap operas somehow.
Mm. Britney and Kevin, Chaotic.
I've never heard this one.
Yeah, it was about Britney Spears and Kevin
Federline. Oh, never mind. No, I didn't remember the name.
Everybody knew about that one.
What about Honey Boo Boo?
That's a pretty bad one, too.
Hey, that mother lost a lot of weight.
I haven't seen
that
either.
New the new show that they have out about her losing weight?
I saw a preview for it, but I haven't seen...
Size 4. She's down to the
mother.
So she's
my size.
Yeah.
Does she still look like a foot got crushed by a bear?
Yeah, but a skinny foot that got crushed by a bear.
Dating Naked on VH1 in 2014.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Basically, it's a blind yet totally exposing date. You go on a date with somebody
so
totally
just feel
naked.
Them up?
The idea behind
that would be sexual assault. So no,
no. The idea behind that is there's a theory in psychology where when you're naked, you tend to lie less. You're
vulnerable.
Yeah, you're very vulnerable.
You're exposed.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. And they think that's the way you get a true relationship. Granted, it goes against your theory from a couple weeks ago where you say looks don't matter. Obviously,
yeah.
They do.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Have you ever actually looked at a natural naked person? We don't quite look right. You know what I mean? Like, nobody looks like the Hollywood body or the supermodel thing. And everything. Like, we all have got, like, weird lines and bumps and grooves and things like that. And
yeah,
we all look
molds.
Strange, you know. Nobody looks quite as perfectly put together as you'd like to imagine.
No.
So that would just make it really like, I don't know.
Yeah, I see it every day. It's called a mirror.
Plus, the people who want to be naked all the time are usually the people that should not be naked all of the time.
Go to a nude beach. You'll find out.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's where this took place, on some nude tropical island somewhere. No, pass on that. Are You Hot? The Search for America's Sexiest People.
I wonder if that came from the Hot or Not. Remember that back in the day?
It looks like American Idol, but with like a girl in a bikini standing there.
Good way to pick up those kids' images.
Yeah. And that looks like Woody Harrelson on the panel, too. But
I
I'm
hope
not
it
sure.
is.
See, show me your butt. It's a no for me. Sorry.
Yeah, talk about a way to degrade people.
You're going to Hollywood.
They signed up for it.
True. That's true.
I want to marry Harry?
Is it
Was
Prince
it a
Harry?
Dating show with Prince Harry?
I don't know.
Yeah, this latter-day Joe Millionaire clone sounded like a slam dunk. Like Joe Millionaire revolved around a group of ladies trying to win over a con artist. This time, an average British guy named Matthew, who kind of sort of maybe bears a resemblance to Prince Harry. Okay, so they pretended this guy was Prince Harry, let him fall in love, and at the end of the show, surprise, he has no wealth or fame whatsoever. He lives in a studio flat that's got one room. He pees out the window.
See, looks don't matter.
That's right.
they mentioned the show right there, Average Joe. Now, that was a great one. What they did is this guy thought he was on a reality show where you could win like $1 million or something like that.
Yeah.
But what he didn't know is everybody else on the show was actors.
Ooh.
He was the only one being himself. And it was actually like a really heartwarming moment because he made all these friends. But then at the end, he broke down because he was lied to for like 2 months.
Well, yeah.
All right, this one is really bad. Kill Reality, E, 2005. A bunch of fame-craving ex-reality stars got together to film a horror movie and a series about filming said movie. Two sets of cameras made them act twice as infantile. This is like the most distilled, concentrated version of reality TV you could possibly get.
Yeah.
It's a reality TV show about a movie about reality TV people.
And people making it, which is reality TV.
That's what I mean. It's like
Inception of reality.
It's reality Inception. And it's like, oh, these people have got to be the most obnoxious group of people on the face of the planet.
I kind of want to go back and see if they have any videos of all these, just because it would be fun to try to watch all these.
I remember this show on MTV from 2005 to 2008, Next.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a rapid fire dating show. Like you would start going on a date with one person. And if they said or did something dumb, you could say next, and they immediately had to trade spots with the next person who would then come out. You would continue the date with that person, at which point you could say next and look for the next person. So like it didn't really matter.
I didn't think that was an awful TV show. In fact, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I
really felt bad for the guys who, like, the door to the bus would open, they would step out, and she'd be like, oh, sorry, next.
That was
It's like, oh, man, dude.
That was also scripted. But they...
Still, it's cringy, man. Cringy.
It gave the early idea for Tinder.
Basically.
It really did.
Yeah, that
swipe
makes sense.
Swipe left or swipe right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Dancing with the Stars and American Idol results shows.
Yeah.
Why do you got to dedicate an hour to waiting for the results of the voting from the previous night to be tabulated?
Because of the money. A lot of advertising money.
We need a recount in Florida. Yeah, these are all, honestly, reality TV show needs to go away. Unless you want to make a show about this podcast, in which case I will accept your checks immediately. Up next, movies on a freak accident. Buckle in.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/a freak accident podcast.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
We're entering the warmer weather, which means that the summer movie season is going to be coming underway soon.
Which means you get all the action and all
the
big,
big blockbusters. Yep, that stuff never comes out in the winter, usually.
Unless it's Star Wars.
Right. But so I am excited. We got a couple big ones coming out here. Kong Skull Island was had a brand new trailer come out the other day.
Yeah.
Very Apocalypse Now style trailer. I mean, this movie looks like a lot of fun. It looks like equal parts funny, equal parts action, equal parts, like, you know, edge of your seat thriller kind of thing.
Kong looks a little weird.
You think so?
I don't know. Just I've seen a lot of people talk about that they don't really like the look of Kong, but I mean, that's semantics.
Yeah, he's a monkey.
Big monkey.
Take it up with nature, man. That's what monkeys look like.
They actually had a clip released today of the movie. Yeah. Great scene.
What's interesting to me is, like, they made Kong huge in this movie. Like, bigger than he's ever been. He's, like, 150 feet tall now or something like that. Like ridiculously huge. The thing is, though, they're planning to do a King Kong versus Godzilla movie.
That's going
to
be weird.
But Godzilla, the new Godzilla, is more than 300 feet tall. So he's still like a third of the size of Godzilla. Like, how's that fight going to go?
Get ready for the epic battle.
Get ready for the epic battle. Godzilla just kicks him, and he flies off into the ocean, and that's the end of the fight.
He doesn't even know he's there. He just steps and squishes him.
Yeah. I mean, this looks good, though. You know, I mean, it's got a good cast. I mean, I'm excited for it. And this trailer made it look really cool. Like, you know, there's a lot of monkey fighting, dinosaur action and stuff, so.
Well, it just seems like a barrel of monkeys.
Yeah! Well, might have been a stretch. I'm not sure.
Nope.
Maybe I'll give it to you.
That was good.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Up next, the next trailer that we got was Alien Covenant. Just today, as a matter of fact.
That's from the trailer.
I say, Mickey, calm down.
Mickey just sings. Listen to her.
Yeah. This is actually the somewhat semi-sequel to... That ended really abruptly.
I faded it. My fault.
That was the semi-sequel to Prometheus, which came out a couple years back.
Okay.
Because that was like supposed to be an Alien prequel, and it really had nothing to do with Alien whatsoever.
Yeah.
Except for like one thing at the very end where like the creature comes out of the engineer's chest and it looks kind of like the alien. But it was like, this wasn't setting up the, like, it didn't tie into the Alien franchise
right.
at all. So the whole thing is, this movie is taking place like so many years after Prometheus, and it's going to help bridge the gap to like the first Alien.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, Ridley Scott's directing it, which, like, all right, well, he kind of did drop the ball on Prometheus was interesting. I just think it was poorly executed, but I mean, this is his baby. It's his franchise. So
they got really lucky with the viral marketing.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Timing was pretty solid on that.
Yeah, actor in the Alien movie. And coming out soon, Alien Covenant. But it does look interesting. You know, they go to this planet. Everything is missing. Like, there's no life whatsoever, even though, like, there's plants and water and everything else. And it's like, and then, they come across the crashed ship, the alien eggs. Calamity ensues. I'm eager to see that, like, how did we get from, like, not having aliens at all to having, like, basically the aliens from the first movie in this movie? I don't really know.
Magic.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Don't feel bad. I think it's pretty obvious, but I'll ask it anyways. Do you think they're going to put a tribute to Bill Paxton at the end, like
yes.
a, you know, like a little like in memory.
Absolutely.
They have to at that point. I'd try to find some old clips that weren't used in the movie and put it at the end. That would be cool, I think. Like some old like...
Of him?
Yeah, that like old clips from Alien, like when they were filming it.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like how they used the extra film afterwards. Do that.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I think so.
And the last trailer that we got is for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I want to know your name.
I love how they use the old music.
I know. Yeah, the throwback stuff from the awesome mix tapes.
Yeah, yeah. That's great stuff.
Yeah, we got a new trailer for that. We finally see Kurt Russell's character. Chris Pratt's father in the movie shows up at the very end of the trailer. Although a lot of people are curious because he's supposed to be playing Ego, the living planet. And you'll notice he is Kurt Russell in an outfit.
Kurt Russell.
He is decidedly not a planet. So what is going... Everybody's saying it's a misdirect.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's Adam Warlock. He's going to be Adam Warlock. Mark my words. Book it.
I'm going to say this. I know this movie's going to be awesome. Love the first one. One of my favorite Marvel movies. But I liked the teaser trailers better than this final one.
Yeah, I liked the other trailer a lot better. It had more energy to it. But I could say the same thing about the first movie, too.
True.
The latter trailer focused more on the action and things like that, whereas the first trailer was more of like the fun, oh my God, this movie's going to be insane and ridiculous.
This is trying to get the average comic book fan to go and see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, either way, I mean, I know it's not going to disappoint. That first one was so incredible. I've been looking forward to this movie like crazy.
May 5th.
Yeah. Those three, Alien Covenant, Kong Skull Island, and Guardians of the Galaxy, are like the next three movies. And Beauty and the Beast, which, like, LeFou is gay now.
Yeah, they added a gay character.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, yep. Come on.
What's wrong with that? Huh?
I get it. You're adding a scene. Why add it?
Yeah.
More so than it's just trying to get an extra.
Yeah, you got to ask, did it need it? Yeah, no, you're just trying to meet your diversity quota. That's all that it is.
Leave it the same way it was.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You turned into a cartoon character again, Mickey.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Gotcha, Mickey. The Mickey War continues. Ha!
That's great.
Mickey's got one up on you, Mickey.
Yes.
So anyway, got some good movies to look forward to too. That wraps up the show for this time. Don't forget to head to freakaccident.com. You can send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Include your mailing address. We'll send you some free stickers and a love letter too, like we did to those other two fine people. And
yeah, it's very personal.
Yeah. We also are available on iTunes. You can subscribe, get us automatically delivered to you each week. You can help us climb the charts by leaving a good review. Please do that.
That'd be nice.
We're also available to be downloaded on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded, and you can find us all over social media too. Come join us. The show never ends. We'd love to hear from you. Next week, we will be bringing back a girl and guy's perspective, but we've got a new name for it.
Yes.
So send us your problems, freaks@freakaccident.com, and if you got a problem,
yo, we solve it.
That's right. Yo, we'll solve it.
It's going to happen.
That's the new name for that segment next week. Also next week, three health myths. Three myths about your health that have been debunked.
Ooh,
so you think you're being healthy?
Yeah.
You're not. You're actually killing yourself.
Doesn't shock me.
I'm going to do those things faster then. So thank you for downloading and listening to this one. We'll be back next week with more, I promise. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.